Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. The thief that steals, kills, and destroys lives came in under the guise of Roe v. Wade in 1973. Since then, approximately 58 million babies have been murdered. Statistics say that approximately 3,700 babies are aborted in the U.S. daily. And there are approximately 1.3 million children brutally losing their lives every year. But March for Life New York was established to bring awareness of this tragedy and to bring an end to Roe v. Wade in our lifetime. For we aim to be history makers in our generation. And now, here are your hosts, pro-life activists, Pastors Jim and Joni Lupus.
Well, hello, history makers. You're listening to March for Life New York Radio. And we're coming to you live from our March for Life New York studio. I'm your host, Pastor Joni Lupus. And I get to sit here every Monday night with these fabulous gentlemen. My co-host, Pastor Jim Lupus.
Hey, guys.
And Reverend James Nemley.
Good evening.
And I want you to know it's our mission to educate the world on the evils of abortion, the killing of the most innocent of life, of the precious preborn babies, and to help the post-aborted mom and dads because they need our help because they lost a child. And the truth is, the baby that they never knew will also become the baby that they never, ever forget. So we come to you live from New York every Monday night on March for Life New York Facebook. And also we say hello tonight to all our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Tonight, our guest is Sandy Arena, director of Moses School of Dance and the author of Yahweh Ballet, Learning to Dance by Faith. I love that
Amen.
Title. Sandy has an incredible film that we watched this morning, Amen. Arise, Sweet Sarah. Sandy, we want to welcome you tonight to March for Life New York Radio.
Hello, thank you so much. What a powerful introduction you had on this radio show where you put all the statistics out for your listeners to hear, but to hear that again, it still brings tears to my eyes, the volume of death of preborn
yes.
children in this country. So I'm so happy to be here to speak with you and get to know you better and what the plans that you have for the future and your work that you do, and also to share what we're doing as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank Amen. You, and thank you for what you do for the little ones. Can you tell our listeners what the Yahweh Ballet is, how it all got started?
Well, we I opened a dance studio in 2006. My daughter was 13 years old at the time, and she asked us to open a Christian ballet studio for her, and believe it or not, I said yes.
Wow.
Even though
you're a great
I'm
mom.
Not a, yeah. Well, you know, God
can
has
can you buy me a car?
Us. Yeah. Right, exactly. Sure. But God had been preparing us, and you usually don't see these things until retrospect. So out of that birthed the Yahweh Ballet Dance Company. And the studio at the time was called Dance for Joy. And it was a Christian ballet studio. And we did all sorts of ministry through dance at churches and events. And during that time, God, in a very unique way, called me to start writing the Life Ballet which we eventually turned into the film that you're talking about, Arise, Sweet Sarah. So that whole synopsis took about 10 years. I no longer run the dance studio. My daughter owns it now. She's 25 years old.
Wow,
and
that's wonderful.
Right. That's
wow, that is so wonderful.
Yes, and I work alongside her, helping her with projects. We have my husband and I have 5 kids. She's included in that, so I'm very busy. But she is my daughter. Her name is Alexis. Is the face of Arise, Sweet Sarah. So
yeah.
The film
yes,
that you just
yes.
see, she, both my daughters were in the show as well as my husband, and so. Traveling around the country with it, the Life Ballet, prior to turning it into a film. You can just imagine, it was definitely a family affair, all encompassing and
sure.
Lots of stories there.
You know, you did created a powerful film. I really believe it's going to reach people and change hearts. Tell us about the song that you have on that, you know, with Arise, Sweet Sarah.
Oh, okay. Well, so the entire score of the film, I wrote the music or we worked with independent artists who had music that was in keeping with the storyline. And we worked with a record label called Verb Records. They're out of West Virginia. And Corey and TK, two very talented guys. But the Arise, Sweet Sarah song came about unrelated to the abortion issue, but it was actually a song that I wrote when my 11-year-old niece was hit by a car boarding a bus, and her name was Sarah.
Oh.
And, yeah, my brother, who has since passed away, tragically, witnessed the accident.
Oh,
and
no.
My mom called me 10 minutes after it happened, please, Sandy, pray. And so I called everybody. It was in one of those frantic moments. And I called a pastor who was very important to me and has done a lot in my journey of healing for me. And she while we were praying, she said, arise, arise, sweet Sarah, arise. And
yes.
Her name was Sarah. And I hung up the phone and I sat down at the piano and I wrote this song. And very kind of folky in sound, but
yes,
our amazing
yes.
record label turned it around and made it really incredible, added, you know, electric guitar and all the things that they do. And so
well,
it took a piano
play
piece.
It.
We actually
have
it. I want
to play it right now. I want everybody to hear this song. We're going to play it right now. So listen to this great song.
The dark. Lord is with you. He's always beside you. Arise, arise.
Arise, arise, sweet Sarah. Arise, 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 sweet Sarah. Arise, the Lord is with you. He's always beside you. Arise, arise.
Arise, arise, sweet Sarah. Arise, 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 sweet Sarah. Arise, the Lord will love you and he'll always guide you.
One of the owners of the record label, Verb Records, and so when we filmed the show, we worked in a very unusual way. TK and I worked together largely, and most of the filming and the editing and the music back and forth was actually done by text. He's in his 20s, so I found that that was very interesting that we could create a project like that with that form of technology.
Wow.
But he sang the song, and we would be going into rehearsal at night at the studio, and I had the songs done prior to when we were traveling live, and I would be like, okay, TK, you know, we're rehearsing this song tonight for the filming, which was already scheduled. And so he would send me these songs an hour before we were going in to rehearse.
Wow.
So it worked out really well. And when he was like, Sandy, do you mind I changed it a little bit? I was like, oh, no, please. That is your gifting. And he just did such an incredible job with that song.
And by the way,
look
the
them up.
Want to purchase it, they could purchase it on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, the whole album.
Yes, it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And
on
iTunes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the film? I'm sorry.
Sure. It's about an hour and a half, and it's an adaptation from the live production, which we did all over into Canada and California and Tennessee and Indiana and Texas, and rarely did I do it in New York. It was always we'd had to get on an airplane or drive
wow.
a horrendous amount of hours to go and
wow.
do it. But we actually met TK and Corey on the streets in Tennessee doing street ministry, and they're musicians.
Wow.
Yeah, so they sent us out. We were invited to a rock event. It's called Extreme Tour, and it's a Christian rock objective, they call it, and they equip you to go out and minister through music. But
that's
we were
wonderful.
The only dancers there. Yes, so we danced and they played their guitars and sang on the streets. And then later they contacted me and said, "Hey, we saw your." It was a film of the live show, so it wasn't like what you see in the film now.
Right.
It was, you know, we just held a camera on the stage, and they said, "We want to help you, make the music better and film it." So. It was about 2 years in production with writing it, and I had to fly to Tennessee to do the narration.
Wow.
So it's
a labor
the film,
of love. Yes.
Pardon me?
A labor of love. Yes, it really was.
Oh, yes. It was such a labor of love. And we had 66 people in our cast, and we filmed it in 1 week in 80 hours because that's all everybody could do. We had 1 week set aside. It was the end of summer of 2014, and then we released it September of 2015. But the film is very different than the live production in that we had this wonderful medium where we could do some really cool things that you can't do on a stage. So as an artist, it was very satisfying for me to say, oh, wow, how are we going to show heaven in the scene where we journey with our character, Sarah, and we see her tragically make the choice of abortion. We see what leads up to that choice, and then we actually see the abortion scene in dance, and then we see the aftermath of the guilt and shame that she experienced.
Yes.
And then her healing. And then our last song is what we just heard, a dance for joy. And so, yeah, it was wonderful to be able to say, like, how are we going to do these types of scenes and be able to take a song and film it in various locations instead of just, you know, flat on a stage. Although the stage performance was wonderful, too. We do miss that. There's something about being there and seeing people live. But this is a way for us to reach more people, which is really my heart.
Yeah.
Yes,
I know
yes.
that it's out there, and a lot of hands and hearts worked really hard raising the money and doing what we had to do
God
to get it off
you.
The ground.
God bless
God.
You for
yeah.
doing it. Can I ask you, how were you inspired to write this film? You know, you had to be inspired by the Lord, by the Spirit of God, but what inspired you to do this?
Well, so back in 2008, when I was running the dance studio, I attended a college reunion, and I've been a Christian for about 5 or 6 years, so I didn't go to many types of party type atmosphere. I was a party girl back in college, so I went to this college reunion, and I ended up going to a bar with my friends, and it had been the first time I had been in a bar in a really long time, and I saw my former self through different eyes, and I was very grieved. I drove home from this reunion, and my heart was, you know, because you become a Christian, and my whole life was church, and, you know, I was running this
yes.
Christian dance studio, and I was not out there that much, but I got out there and my eyes were opened, and I prayed and I said, Lord, how am I going to reach, you know, these girls especially, you know, I saw a lot of girls there. I was like, wow, that's probably what I look like, just being very inebriated and not exactly what I would want my daughters to be in that environment. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, and God said in my heart, Spirit of the Lord, meet them at the abortion clinics. And at that
wow.
point, I had not told anybody my story. And I was just terrified at the thought of that, because that was my big, giant secret, my ball of shame. So I prayed about it, and I said, the one thing I know how to do is I know how to do a show, because, you know, I'm running this dance studio. So we'll do a show, a pro-life show, and we'll have testimonies, and we'll have songs, and it will just be a mishmash centered around this message. So I started working on it, and a week prior to actually doing the show, I was mixed up publicly with a woman by the name of Sandy Arena in Rochester. She was accused of murdering someone at an accident that had happened at a bar.
And she had the same
and
name
everybody,
as you.
Actually, she called in 5 minutes before you did.
Yeah, and, you know, I correspond with her right now. She is, she's in Albion Correctional Center now. But her story really touched my heart, because people thought that it was me that was accused of murder, and my initial reaction was to set myself apart from righteousness, and then with righteousness. And God said, no, you have murdered, although society doesn't call it that.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote this for,
yeah,
so our daily newspaper printed it, my testimony. So I came out with my big secret in the daily newspaper in Rochester.
God bless you.
And
yeah. God bless
yes,
you.
And then we did the show, and the most ironic thing was that a lot of my friends from church and the dance studio that I had been interacting with came to tell me that they too had had abortions.
Wow.
And that's how
see that.
It started.
Silent
yeah.
no more.
Yeah,
silent no more reaches go. More women and men that confess their sin, and then they speak about it, how they repent. They help more people make the right choice and
yes,
not
it takes
go
courage,
the same
sure.
way.
Amen.
So God,
sure
that's amazing.
Amen. And we're going to come right back with Sandy in 1 minute.
The Long Island Coalition for Life has been helping communities choose life for more than 40 years through public outreach, legislative advocacy, prayer, and education. The Long Island Coalition for Life invites you to join their efforts to restore respect for the sanctity of life through the Stand Up for Life and Face the Truth events, street fair booths, oratory contests, and vigils. Visit the Long Island Coalition for Life at www.proLifeLI.org, where you can read the LICL newsletter, Life News, and find information on local pro-life resources. Find out how you can be a part of effective pro-life action by calling 631-243-1435. That's 631-243-1435. Or visit our website at www.prolifeli.org.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to March for Life New York Radio, and we're speaking to Sandy Arena.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello again.
Sandy, how has the film been received, especially in the pro-life community?
Well, it has been very well received, as much as I know. We've had a lot of people who have, you know, gotten in touch with us and shared testimonies of how the film has touched them, and just, you know, wanting to hear more about it. And but the most interesting thing, though, actually has been seeing some of the feedback on Amazon, because I know it's out there. Doing its thing, and you know, it's out there. So actually, my husband and I were on Amazon last night, and it came up as a suggested button.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was really surreal to think, like, wow, like, I have no idea where this is going, but it's been interesting to me to see that the reviews have either been that you love it or that you hate it, the hatred is not for anything substantial as far as you as an artist.
Just, they don't conviction.
Conviction.
Well,
yes.
It's that this is despicable. It's pro-life. And I'm like, you know, give me something more than that. Like, that to me is, it's Christian, it's pro-life. I'm like, well, I feel very discriminated against. It's not okay for you in this country, in my opinion, to hate something because of your religious affiliation. If we haven't gotten that far, as people who are tolerant of one another on a very basic human level, then we still have a really long way to go. But so I find that, as a Christian, to be offensive. That,
well, that's what Jesus
hate
said.
Hate it for
in
some
Matthew,
other reason.
Yeah, but in Matthew 24, Jesus did say that we're going to be hated for his namesake. So, you know, we know it's something that was predicted.
But it's so, you know, on Amazon, when they put in a review, you would say for a book, the book is either well written or it's a good plot or it isn't. Mm. You wouldn't talk about the subject matter. You wouldn't
Never.
Say the subject
right.
matter. You don't like it because of the
Never.
Subject matter. And the same thing with a film. You know the subject
right.
matter.
Right.
But you're judging the film. And actually, I can't wait to finish the film.
Yes.
I didn't complete it. But what I did see, it was extremely well made. I mean, I thought the camera work was good.
Yes.
It was crisp.
And it was.
And you had some incredible scenes.
Beautiful
in there
scenes.
That were very powerful.
And if people don't know, you can go on Amazon and you could watch it. Arise, Sweet
yes.
Sarah. You know, you go right on tonight and watch it. If you have Amazon Prime, it's even free. You know?
Yes.
You can't get better than that,
yes.
right?
How about that?
I know. Oh, yes, they did great camera work. Corey and TK, they have this giant, I don't even know what it was. They came with all this stuff, and they're geniuses. So we were so blessed to be able to work with them. And the editing process was top-notch. And anything that I wanted to do, you know, as far as, like I said, you know, one song, we could go 10 different places and film to put it back together again visually. So that was really kind of tricky as far as, you know, the logistics of getting all of that done in 1 week. But it's like anything else. You think, wow, how did that happen? I have no idea. It's almost surreal.
Wow.
We filmed it in 80 hours in 1 week because
that's
everybody.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's unheard
of. Very tiring. Yeah,
wow.
It was.
I can imagine that's a rough week, sure.
Yeah, well, it was fun, though. I mean, I have great memories, and God was so faithful because my daily prayer was, Lord, you need to fix things before I know they need to be fixed, because all kinds of things can go wrong. And there were lots of miracles, and God was
and
so
even
faithful.
For the dances, if you had to do take
work,
all those
yeah.
make more takes in those that short a period of time, it might have been very tiresome for them because they were dancing.
you know?
Oh, the one, I don't know how far you got into the film, but we decided that a lot of the scenes were done outside, or parts of it were done outside,
yep.
but we
yep.
decided to do them all on a stage inside in one day, just in case outdoor filming in that 1 week's time was went wrong.
What if it rained?
So,
right.
Yeah. So some of these kids, because every scene was, you know, they did it four or five times, and you know, we had to cast children to play the parts of the baby, you know, so that particular day went until 2 o'clock in the morning. We started at like 7 a.m.
Wow.
And one of the directors of the stage that we rented to do that, it was his first day on the job.
Oh.
And I was like, are you pro life?
He quit the next day.
Yeah, no, he's still there. And he was so kind. He was like, I'm going to stay with you until you're done. Because I think we had rented the stage figuring we would be done at dinner time. And that is not how it went down.
Well, that was, God gave you favor.
That's amazing. Yeah,
the favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
and you really put together the right people. Sure. That's great.
Yes. So many stories like that where God just showed himself real. One particular scene, we were at a park and we had to use a table. It's actually at the beginning of the film, so you might have seen it.
Yep.
And it's when Sarah is upset because she's at the playground with the woman.
Yes,
with the
we saw
shirt.
That shirt, yes. The woman was pregnant and she had a shirt, abortion is murder, on. Yes.
Yes. Yes, and that little baby in that scene, his name is James, and he's 3 years old now, so he was our youngest cast member because he's still in the womb.
That's great.
But the table that we were using, so that particular scene, some of the parks in the city of Rochester, you know, we went and we received permission to film. That particular day, we did not. So I wasn't sure how it was going to go down. And we pulled up, and we're sitting at that table waiting for everyone to arrive. And a truck comes up, like a park truck, an official, you know, worker people. And they got out, and they walked over, and they picked up the table we were sitting at. They didn't say anything, and they put it in the back of the truck, and they pulled out a brand new one and put it down and drove away. And
the favor of God.
Yes, it was like God was saying, yes, it was so cool. We were like, oh my gosh, I thought they were going to kick us out.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow, that's great.
Well,
yeah,
the Lord wanted to have that film out there. He wants people
that's
to see it.
That's it.
He wants to use it to save babies' lives.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else in the works? Anything coming out again, or?
Well, we are just, last week for the first time we performed live, and it was so wonderful. It got the bug in my heart. And, I do want to travel more. So if there's anyone out there listening that would like to have us, what we did last week was we did a couple live scenes of the show. And I spoke, and then we showed the film. So it was a really nice presentation, and the audience did get a feel of live performance, which is, you know, to see the emotion very close up and to hear the breathing of the dancers. And it's very – the film is powerful, but there's a whole nother layer to a live performance.
Yeah, we hope
you join us in 2018.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
keep in touch, and maybe we could even do something on the island. Get you traveling a little.
Yeah.
We're going to come right back.
Love that.
Yeah, that's great.
We'll be right back
we'll
to
back.
Take questions.
We're going to take questions. Okay. If you can call in at 929-477-3870. And again, that number is 929-477-3870. We have somebody on the line already, and we're going to come
back.
Stay on.
We're
going to get to you in a minute. We're just going to hit a brief intermission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Broken Land, God's Message in a Bottle, is a book written by Gail Koop that speaks God's truth into a culture that has thrown it away. Through a prophetic dream about a baby in a bottle thrown in the trash, God revealed his heart about abortions and compelled Gail, who had two abortions herself, to write about it as the moral debt ceiling of today's culture. Because when you throw life away, what else can possibly matter? Gail is a modern-day Jeremiah, crying out to a lost generation. Broken Land, God's Message in a Bottle. Available at Amazon.com and Olive Press Publisher. For more info, contact Gail Koop about interviews or speaking engagements. Go to BrokenLandBook.com. That's BrokenLandBook.com.
Broken Land, God's Message in a Bottle, a must read.
Absolutely.
And we are back, and I'm Pastor Joni Lupus, and you're listening to March for Life New York Radio, and we are now taking your calls. So we have some calls on hold, but you can also keep calling at 929-477-3870. If you're on Facebook, it's right on the screen. So we have some callers.
Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy,
hi,
how
Nancy.
You doing? Change your
hey,
number,
everybody.
You tricked me, Nancy.
God bless you guys, and God bless you, Sandy.
Oh, God bless you, Nancy.
It sounds like you have a beautiful ministry, and I'll tell you, I was always a dancer when I was younger. I wish that I could have had somebody like you in my life when I was younger. And I'm sure that you have a great impact on the youth and all the people you're involved with. And just to encourage you that I think it's beautiful, and I'm looking forward to seeing the movie.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, there is such a healing in dance, and it's just a wonderful way to express yourself and an incredible way to share a story. It's gentle. But it's powerful.
Absolutely.
Also.
You know, when I'm thinking about all the young people, and even when I was younger, and dancing in shows and in school and whatnot, and the dance, what you do with your body when you dance, you know, you could either glorify God or
that's
not.
Right.
And how beautiful it is that, you know, you can use the, dance to glorify the Lord. And, you know,
that's
and
true.
Then especially that you're
oh,
touching
yeah.
hearts. For those who've had abortions and, you know, whatever the, you know, I didn't see the movie, and I'm, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. And Pastor Jim and Joni, sounds like a good movie night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that at Grace and
yes. Nancy is part of our Grace and Truth Church. She's a deacon here at the church, and we have pro-life movies. So we would love, if, with the permission of
yeah.
Sandy, to show this great film.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even have
yeah.
live dances come down.
Oh,
we'll
that'd be great.
Oh, I would love that.
Here's the volunteer.
Awesome. Sandy, I wanted to ask you, has anybody reached out to you, any women in particular that have reached out to you to tell you the impact that that your ministry and the movie has had on them?
Well, I've had quite a few people express feedback. A lot of it is, though, Nancy, online. As far as, you know, emails, we have 500 names in the credits of the film of babies who were aborted that were dedicated
wow.
by men and women and grandparents and aunts and uncles. And that part, as far as feedback, that was happening.
Wow.
Editing was so surreal to me, because every day I would open up my email and every name came with a story, and
wow.
I would cry.
Overwhelming.
It was because
wow.
I know that those names are only the tiniest drop in the bucket, and
yes.
I feel
I
very, you know, honored that I carry those names. I, you know, it's a memorial that we have on our website now, and it's also on the film. But some of my best friends I worked with in creating the film, women who have had abortions and who share similar stories that I do. So there was a sisterhood there
yes.
that I cherish, because there's people who get it and understand, and that means so much to me. But a lot of the feedback that I've gotten is, you know, comments on Facebook and things like that. So that's why I'm loving the idea of being able to go and to you know, get out there off the online world and get out into an audience, and just to have that energy and that face-to-face contact.
Yes. Absolutely.
What a
Absolutely. All the best to you. God bless you, and we'll be praying for your ministry.
Thank you, Nancy, and I encourage you to dance. I do, if you have that in your heart. I mean, I opened up my dance studio as not a trained dancer. I've always loved it. When we opened the school for our daughter many years ago, I hired dance teachers. But I loved it so much, I just wanted to be around it and have, of course, my daughters to be involved. So I encourage you in that.
And also,
thank you.
Yeah, Nancy, also your mom, my good friend Patty Cake over there, she loves to dance, so she could
kind
of dance with you. That would be great.
You know, actually, Nancy does dance, and Nancy does dance, because every time I ask her a question, she dances around the answer.
Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you, pastors and Pastor Nemley, too, for all that you guys are doing. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
And Sandy, I don't know if we have any more callers, but while we're waiting, I don't know if there's any messages on Facebook. There's no messages. I know there's women watching right now, and you had said that a lot of the women that work with you are post-abortion who have repented.
Mm-hmm.
There's women right now that are watching this show. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them? Maybe they're pregnant and they're planning on, you know, having an abortion, murdering those precious babies that they're carrying. What would you say to them right now?
I would say to them that life is beautiful, and that a baby is going to just bring joy and love and honor and legacy. And that they would please, I would plead with them, if they were considering abortion, to not make that same mistake that I made and millions of other women made. And maybe they wouldn't hear such a story as readily because of shame. But that there are 1 in 3 women who have had a similar story as I do, and that it's tragic. And it doesn't change the fact that you're a mother. You will always be
That's
a mother.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And it doesn't make motherhood go away. And and you will mourn that child. And maybe you're not going to come right out and know it and say it and feel it. In the film, we say it's a box that was too big, too black, and too ugly to open, like a coffin.
Yes.
Except in this situation, there is no funeral. So it's tragic. And the day in the abortion clinic for me, worst day of my life. I remember it like it was yesterday. And the journey back to healing has been very hard. And I've had a lot of consequences from that. And I would never want anyone to go through that. And a baby is going to make a woman a better person. A friend of mine was just sharing with me about her son who had... He recently had a baby, and he was having some personal problems, and people right away said, no, he can't, bad time, it's not a good time to have a baby. But what having this child did for this man is it made him a better person, and to pull himself out of his own problems.
Yeah.
You hear
that
so much.
I hear that so often.
Right.
I hear that so
yes.
often. And also I want the women to know that – so I don't believe that the women – think that they have a choice. These women that are having abortions, they feel like there's no choice. They have to do it. But if they're listening, there is so much help for you.
Absolutely.
You can call me at 631-781-7275, and I have so many people, so many organizations that can help you in every area to have that baby.
Yes.
You know, you do not have to. You do not have to abort that baby.
Amen. There's so many options out there. So much help available.
Yes, there are so many people.
Yes, yes.
And Sandy, one of the things I'm thinking as we're speaking, with your dance school, it's mostly, I'm assuming, young women, right? And what a perfect group.
Yes.
To be ministering to and be involved with, that even as Nancy had said earlier in her phone call,
that's true.
That these young women, you know, they only hear one side out in the world. They're hearing one thing. But being involved with your ministry, I mean, that's got to be tremendous for them. They're actually here, you know, being part of a pro-life word being brought to them.
Yes, and it's, you know, when I ran the dance school and we were in the height of the traveling and producing the film, you know, a few years back, mostly we worked with teenage girls, and we peppered in some younger kids who, you know, according to what we were doing, what scenes we were doing. There was definitely a contingent of families that were for it and wanted to be involved. But so many times where we would pray, and, you know, the journey was not about just putting this show on, but about imparting this message to these kids that I've seen grow up and choose life and go off and be involved in other things and become warriors for this message. So it's been incredible. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a youth group centered around this issue.
That's great.
And equipping
a lot of
these kids.
Yes,
a lot of fruit, a lot of tears. We had a few times, one time in particular, at our first travel that we did, we went to Canada, and we performed at a church in Canada, and we were in dress rehearsal. And after the end of the show, towards the end, the lead, who was not my daughter, was another person at the time, she started crying while she was singing on stage, and it was dress rehearsal, but we could tell she was starting to lose it, because it's very, very hard to get into the character. It's hard for me. I cry every time. It's like I've seen this 100 times, and I still cry. And then afterwards, we got in a circle, and we started praying, so to close out the rehearsal and say thank you to the church, turn the lights off, and head back to the hotel. The show was the next day. And as soon as we held hands, it was like a ring of fire went through the kids, and they all started wailing.
Wow.
And I could cry thinking about it, because it was so unbelievable to see that God was showing them, and they cried and they cried and they cried, and then finally we walked them out, because I didn't know what to do, and we like put them in the car and we drove them back to the hotel. They cried the whole way, got them to the hotel, there was 9 of them, and walked them through the hallway, and people were coming out of the doors saying, did someone die?
Wow.
And I was like, yes, actually they're crying for the unborn. And, you know, then they look at you and shut the door.
That's so beautiful.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
A lot of moments like that where you knew that they weren't just acting. They were they were really feeling the story. So.
That is so incredible.
Yeah, that's great.
That's incredible.
Sandy, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, somebody wants to know more about your ministry or get involved with dance, how can they contact you? How can they get more information?
They can contact me through my main website, which is sandyarena.com, and that connects to my daughter's ballet studio, as well as to some of the other work that I do. I'm a photographer and other things that we do. And then arisesweetsarah.org is our pro-life website, where our dedications are there. If people would like to dedicate a child, we would be honored to include that on our website. If they would like to know more about the film, there's connections on that webpage right to the Amazon links for the music, because the music is wonderful as well, and also the film. And we have some places where people can share their story, as well as we have a section where people have written letters to their unborn child, which is part of the process of healing. The film is done in the form of a letter. And that was the format that I followed. It was a letter to my unborn.
Yes.
That's great. We'll be right back with more questions for Sandy.
For beautiful hair at affordable prices, Caribbean Hair Salon is a full-service salon for all hair types. For beautiful cuts, elegant updos, eye-catching color, weaving, keratin treatments, and much, much more. Visit the friendly staff at Caribbean Hair Salon today
you can have the gorgeous hair you always wanted. That's Caribbean Hair Salon, 35 East Middle Country Road in Corum. For information, call 631-880-7142. That's 631-880-7142. Caribbean Hair Salon in Corum.
Well, we're back. And I told you I have some exciting news. We are planning a major event for March for Life 2018 in Albany. And we're calling it Unite for Life. We're working with the New York State Right to Life and many other pro-life groups. We want to work with your group. And we're going to be marching from Washington Park to the steps of our Capitol for a huge rally on June 4th, 2018.
Amen.
And we want you, every pro-lifer, every pro-life group, every church, every choir, every organization to be part of this fabulous display of life.
Yes.
If you are interested, and I hope you are, for more information, just go to the website marchforlifeny.org, all letters, marchforlifeny.org, and you could leave me a message with your email and your phone number, and I will get back to you because you have to be part of this. We want to see you on the steps of the Capitol on June 4th, 2018, right?
Absolutely. You know, one thing I have to say about that, there's a lot of times we sit back and we talk about, look at what the enemy is doing. How do we say that when we have the opportunity to stomp on the enemy's head? All right? So June 4th, we are taking this to Albany.
Yes.
And we have a lot of people joining us, but there's a lot more that can do so.
Yes.
Every one of you that are listening to us.
That's it.
So
that's
spread the word. Get off the couch.
Get off the couch. You know, it's time not just to, you know, speak about being pro-life.
Do it.
Each one of you, every one of us, you know, can be history makers. Mm-hmm. We can affect change, and we can do something. So watching the show tonight by Facebook or listening by radio, I hope you're sitting very comfortably on the couch.
Amen. Sharing it.
Chair. But there comes a time when we need to get off the couch and do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be an amazing event.
Yes.
We're going to have a great time.
Yes.
And I'm excited even speaking with Sandy.
We
tossed some stuff around, Sandy, and who knows what God will do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I get that live dancing. Yes.
So please go to the website, marchforlifeny.org. Leave me a message on there. Please leave me your email and your phone number because we're going to have a lot of telephone conferences because people from every state are going to join us. So please be part of this. We want it to be Unite for Life. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a tremendous event.
Exciting. Exciting.
Yes,
that's my daughter's birthday.
Oh,
wow.
Great.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Tell her that's our birthday gift. We're doing it just for
her
birthday.
Well, we can get her a birthday cake if she comes.
I'll sing for
her. Yes. I love it.
Sandy, now is a very fantastic time in our program because it's time for our pro-life commentary with Reverend James Reverend.
Good evening, everybody. I tell you, it's such an exciting show. It really is. I found this article the other day, and it really, really opened up my eyes. Pro-lifer arrested for helping women abortion clinic find alternatives sentenced to probation. A Canadian woman who frequently has risked arrest to help unborn babies and moms inside abortion facilities was given probation rather than jail time Tuesday after thousands of people sent messages supporting her to the court. Christian Newsnet reports Mary Wagner, 43, a pro-life advocate and Roman Catholic, was arrested in December for refusing to leave the Bloor West Village Women's Center, an abortion clinic in Toronto. Wagner was handing out pamphlets and roses to women in the waiting room at the time of her arrest. On Tuesday, Justice Rick Libman of the Ontario Court of Justice acknowledged that Wagner was reaching out in love when she was arrested, according to the report. And though prosecutors recommended that she serve 18 months in prison, Libman's sentence was only 30 months of probation and 50 hours of community service instead. She was found guilty on counts of mischief and breach of probation. Here's more from the report. As part of her bail conditions, Wagner was ordered to stay at least 300 feet away from abortion facilities for the next 3 years. She refused and served 6 months behind bars, being released during her trial in June under the condition that she return for the rest of the hearings. Crown prosecutors requested that she be sentenced to another 18 months in jail as a deterrent, but Libman delayed sentencing to give Wagner time to present her viewpoint. The answer came in the form of thousands of letters, emails, and petitions, signatures supporting Wagner and her work saving unborn babies and moms from abortion. Jim Hughes, president of the Campaign Life Coalition and the vice president of the International Right to Life Federation, said Wagner received more than 850 reference letters, 34,000 emails, and 67,000 petition signatures in support of her character and unborn children in less than a month. One letter in particular was very special. It came from a woman who decided not to abort her unborn baby after talking with Wagner. According to the report, Wagner read the woman's letter during her sentencing hearing. In it, the woman said she felt hopeless and helpless when she arrived at the abortion facility, but Wagner showed her lots of love and encouraged her to choose life for her child. If I had obeyed the law, that child would not be alive today, Wagner told the court. And Wagner was arrested after a similar incident in 2012. After refusing to leave the waiting room of a Toronto abortion clinic, Wagner spent time in jail on charges of mischief and breach of probation. At that point in time, she had already been arrested 6 times and spent 3 years in prison. Folks, this is indeed a history maker.
Yes.
But now she's a history maker. And I know that some of you folks probably are shaking at the thought of being prosecuted and sent to jail. That's not the only work you can do out there.
That's
because
right.
a significant thing that was written in this article is that more than 850 reference letters, 34,000 emails, and 67,000 petition signatures in support of her character and for the unborn children. There are other ways you can work. All we ask is that you ask the Lord, what shall I do? All right, that's all we ask. You don't have to be on the front line, but you must do something.
That's right.
Martin Luther King had this famous speech, and everybody knows it. I have a dream that one day this nation shall rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal. But then he came back and he said this at another time. How can the dream survive if we murder the children?
Oh my gosh.
Every aborted baby is like a slave in the womb of his mother. The mother decides his or her fate. Pray about it this week, folks. What can you do to be a history maker?
Amen. That's some amazing stuff.
I have one quick announcement. The Long Island Coalition for Life presents Stand Up for Life, commemorating our 20th anniversary. That's going to be Sunday, October 1st, 2017, 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., rain or shine. And it's going to be at two locations, along Route 110 and Route 25, Huntington, Long Island, and
Was it Manville?
No, what is that? Anyway.
And it's going to be also in Manorville, too.
Well, no, I'm looking at
that. I don't know what that is.
Again, neither do I. All right.
It's going to be somewhere.
No, it's going to be in those locations. And if you would like to reach out and find out more information, you can call area code 631-243-1435. That's area code 631-243-1435. God bless you all.
And we're going to be there, too, with our friends.
Yep, we're
going to
be there.
Long Island Coalition for Life. We'll be in the Manorville
area. Making a stand for life.
Area,
yep,
yes,
we'll be
every
in
year.
Yep, amen.
And I just want to say, too, that this woman that was put in jail, what a beautiful
mm-hmm.
woman. All of them.
Oh,
last
yes.
week, they had the Red Rose Rescue. And they were beautiful, peaceful, God-fearing, beautiful people. In fact, there was also two priests that had gotten arrested with them. And we want to make an announcement that next week we're going to have Monica Miller from the Red Rose Rescue. She was one that was on also
yep,
Dr. Miller
sure.
was arrested also. She will be with us next week live on the show to speak about the Red Rose Rescue. And you don't want to miss that show because it's happening right now. And it's incredible.
Yep, there's a lot of stuff going on.
The Red Rose Rescue is really a beautiful rescue. And you'll hear all about it next
yep.
week on the show.
Got some history makers going on.
Yes.
And there's so many things. And, you know, everybody can do something. We're speaking about
everybody.
Getting off the couch and doing something. And Sandy, you encouraged me because we need to push, as James and I were sharing earlier, God has given us gifts.
Yes.
And, and yes, of course, and we do it all the time. We stand outside an abortion clinic with signs and we protest. But we also have gifts.
Yes.
You know, and that you're using the gift of dancing and we got the gifts of singing and acting and communication and preaching and all these different gifts, the gifts of writing. And we need to use, God's given us those gifts, and what a sin if we don't use those gifts for what he's called us to.
Absolutely.
We need to glorify Jesus Christ and, you know, proclaiming and protecting the sanctity of life.
Amen.
Will always glorify Jesus.
That's right.
None of those gifts were given so we can be glorified.
No,
Jesus can be glorified.
But use your gifts because we need you.
Absolutely.
There's many members, the Bible says, but one body. And
one
we need everybody's gift to fight for life, to protect the precious unborn babies, and to help the moms and dads that are post-abortion because there's forgiveness when they repent in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
and
amen.
We are coming down to another show.
Oh,
this
wow.
show. Sandy, I mean, God bless you. It's just what an incredible interview.
Yeah.
It was great. And I'm looking
thank
forward.
Thank you.
Yep. And we got to connect more.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know, and, we'll get in touch with you if that's okay. And feel free to get in touch with us. Yeah. Because we got some things happening. Yep. Good. We can get some stuff going on.
Thank you so much. It's been a great show. And God bless you for what you do, that you do use your gifts.
Oh, yes.
To save life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
How incredible.
Thank
you.
God bless you all.
Yeah. You start a dance studio, and you write a book. You produce a film.
Wow.
You're a history maker. And everybody out there, Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, we encourage you, get off the couch because you too can become a what?
A history maker. See you next week. Share this video.
Good night, Facebook. God bless you.
Good night. Thank you. Make sure you share this video. That's what you could do, because it's a very important message to get out. Thank you for that. We'll see you next week.
God bless you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.